Have your Bible turn with us, 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4 this morning. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. The Bible says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth." Paul's writing to young Timothy here in the oracles of God that we have before us. And he speaks about the Spirit speaking expressly. The Spirit speaks on purpose. The Spirit of God, when it speaks to you and it speaks to I, it doesn't speak to us by accident. No. Amen? The Spirit of God speaks to you on purpose. That's why Paul said he speaks expressly. And he says that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. Now, I think we're seeing a whole lot of that today, in the day and hour we live. I mean, I'm talking about folk, it seems like it was firm and steadfast, but all of a sudden they're forsaken even the things of God. Somehow or another, they've got an idea in their head that there's a better way. But I want to say there's nothing better than the precious Lamb of God. There's nothing better than the Word of God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. He is the only way to the Heavenly Father. And we know that, as Brother Andrew said, praise God, and Lila sung, there is a God. Amen. And He's real. I'm glad this morning that He's on my side. He's that ever-present help. Even in times like these. And as we see God, He begins to minister to us. He begins to minister through us and give us that He'd have us to have so that we could be prepared for that assails us in these last days. I've never seen such a time in all my life when the devil's trying to deceive and tear down. He's out to destroy, and he's doing a good job. But Paul says, if we ain't careful, we'll get caught up in these doctrines of devils. Amen? We'll be deceived. Evil spirits begin to take charge and take control. We're seeing that all over around today. I've never seen such an evil time as people begin to just go and allow the devil and the demons of hell to take control of them and lead them in paths of unrighteousness. Amen? And that's all that it is, just wickedness from the devil. We seen it last night down there in that bar. A guy went in and killed 20 people, just shot them dead. You say, "Preacher, what would make a person do that?" The devil does that. Just wickedness, amen. And if we ain't careful, if we don't walk with God, if we don't stay with God, amen, we're either on God's side or we're on the devil's side, amen. And I'm telling you this morning, we need to decide in these last days whose side we're on. Amen. We need to make, Paul said, we need to make, and he was telling Timothy, even them said, we need to make an informed decision because in the latter days, the Spirit of God says, these men, women, boys, girls, that's going to depart from the faith, thinking there's a better way. Ain't the devil a deceiver this morning? Amen. You know, I've seen people when things is good and good, God's a blessing, God's a help and hope. I mean, down in the house of God shouting and praising His name. Amen. God just a blessing on purpose. And all of a sudden, something comes up in their life and they just walk away from God. Amen. That don't even make good sense to me. When God is there blessing them and helping them, encouraging them, bringing them along, praise God, and they walk away, why would anybody walk away from that in ungodliness? God is all, He's got the hope today that we need. And we need Him. But they turn to these, they turn to the wickedness of this world. They turn to this spiritualism, so supposedly in this world, communicating with the dead. Amen. All this stuff that's going on in the world today, it ain't nothing but demonism. The world is full of the devil. We're allowing the devil to take our minds and He's wanting to get our children and lead them into the pit of hell. And if we ain't careful, we'll let... See, what is... This is prophecy, and we're seeing it being fulfilled. In the latter time, in the last days of the dispensation of grace, we're seeing the devil and the demons of hell trying to take over. And they're doing a real good job. You know who's letting them do that? We are. Amen? We are. We're allowing that. Amen? You see, we see it on every hand. We see people departing from the faith. In Jude verse 3, he said, "In the departing from the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Amen. He said, we're taking that old gospel pound of faith that we had and a belief that we had in God, and we're departing from that. But when you leave that, where do you go to? When we leave the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, there is no foundation. Amen. We're building upon shifting and sinking sand. Amen. What we're doing is taking our lives, our homes, our families, our loved ones, praise God, and we're leading them all in the wrong direction. It beats all I ever seen. And he says in the last days, it would be this way. In the latter times, amen, the devil just come in and have a heyday, amen, even down at the house of God. Because we let him infiltrate our lives. I've never seen such a time in my life when mamas and daddies and mamas and papas taking little old children, praise God, getting them by the hand and taking them right out, praise God, and handing them off to the devil. Amen. I'm saying, praise God, we're living in the last days of dispensation grace. The devil's a fighting, the devil's destroying, the devil's turning, and we better run. We better grab them by the hand and run to God like never before. Amen. We better get a hold of them, amen. Because if we don't, the devil will. We better get our family, praise God, get them to the Lord. Amen. Put them in the Lord's hands, praise God, and say, Lord God, they're yours. Amen. Keep them, take them, protect them. Amen. Keep them safe. Amen. Because the devil would like to destroy them. Amen. Tear down everything that he can. Amen. We see that in the latter days. He goes on in 2 Timothy chapter 3. It talks about the last days. He said there'll be perilous times. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3. He said, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Now notice he tells Timothy, he said not that they might come. He said perilous times are coming. He said we need to be ready because perilous times are coming. He said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And he said, the reason they're that way is because they're having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And he says, from such, turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. He said, if we ain't careful, the last days, perilous times is coming. And if we ain't careful, we'll get caught up. And we'll get drawn in. And we'll get caught up and we'll get drawn in. We get drawn away from God. You say, well, Pastor, why are you preaching this way? Because it's time for us to wake up and realize that the devil's out to destroy you and he's out to destroy me. And he's going to grab you and he'll drag you off into the pit. He'll take you further than you want to go and leave you stranded. Amen. We have to realize he's a God of glory. Amen. It's able to deliver us. He's the only one that can deliver us from the clutches of the devil because he's out to destroy you. Amen. And everything around you. He's out to leave you discouraged and disheartened. He's out to leave you in, amen, even contempt of your own soul, if we'll let him this morning. But I believe he's a God of glory that wants to help us. Because men are looking, Brother Andrew, men are looking all over the world today and they're trying to find some little something that'll satisfy the soul. I want to say there's a great big something that'll satisfy the soul, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin that'll set you free. Pray God, he'll let you go. Truth will make you free. And when you're free in the Lord, you're free indeed. When we decide that God, that Lord Jesus Christ is that best part, amen. As we say so many times, when we submit and commit to him and we put up a resistance, amen. Praise God, I glory be God. It don't get no better than that. Amen. You say, well, preacher, will it be easy? It'll never be easy. Amen. We're going to be contending with this flesh and the devil all the days of our life here. But praise God, that's just a few days and full of sorrows, but glory be to God, one day the sorrows will be gone. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is a deliverer, praise the Lord. And he'll deliver you, and he'll deliver me. Yes. Praise God. Safe over on yonder shore one day in a little while. And we can rejoice in the Lord. And again I say, rejoice always. Bless His holy name. What a Savior we have. Amen. Men are seeking everywhere to try to find some kind of relief. If you look at Luke chapter 21, He tells us about those men that's trying to find a little bit of relief. Luke chapter 21, He said verse 26, He said, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. He said, men are terrified about what's going to happen even on the earth. Men and scientists are looking up and they're saying, oh my goodness, this could be a catastrophe. Stars and satellites, and they're spinning all out in the atmosphere and said, well, if one of them gets out of control, it could come as a head-on collision to the earth and we could be in a mess. Amen. He said, God's going to shake this thing up in the end time, praise God. And even to the point that the heavens will be shaken and the earth might spin off its axis and cause the most magnificent catastrophes at the world. I'm talking about tsunamis and tidal waves, praise God, that'll take parts of the world plumb out. You say, well, that can't happen. You saying God can't do that? Amen. It will happen. He said the heavens is going to be shaken. And when the heavens go to shaking, praise God, don't you think the earth, praise God, will get its part? You say, why would that happen? Because God's looking down. He said He's dissatisfied with us. Amen. He's already given us forewarning. He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, amen. Verse 28, He says, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. He says, hey, listen, the Lord's coming to get you. He's going to give you some signs. He's going to show you, praise God, that you need to be expecting He's coming. Hey, we look around the world today and we see God, He's shaking things up. Amen. I'm talking about flooding and earthquakes and volcanoes and all these things that's taking place around the world. And it's God just painting us a picture saying, you know what? It's time to be vigilant. It's time to be waking up because the Lord is coming. Praise God and we're going. Amen. Perilous times is upon us. Perilous times are coming. But He said, while we're waiting, oh Lord, that's what I want to preach for just a minute this morning. While we're waiting on the Lord. Amen. While we're waiting for Him to come and get us. Praise the Lord. I hope this morning you're waiting for Him coming to get you. I hope you're expecting till He comes. You say, well, preacher, how will I know if I'm waiting, if I'm expecting? Because you'll be trying to see Him a little bit every day. You'll be looking for Him. See, I was just thinking this week in my mind, I thought, you know what? I'm glad the Lord lives down in my heart. Because there's not a day, an hour that goes by that I don't think about my Lord. He's constantly, and it don't matter how busy I get. Hello? It don't matter how busy I get. I'm constantly thinking, I'm constantly mindful of my Lord. He's in me, praise God. He's controlling me. He's helping me. He's loving. And most of all, He's just loving me in so many ways, praise God. I gotta like some of them. I can't help it. Amen. And while I'm waiting on Him, praise God, I'm looking for Him. I'm expecting until He comes to take me out of here to be with Him forevermore. But He said there's perilous times coming and we need to be expecting until He comes. Amen. He could come at any moment. Amen. Hello? I had a fellow tell me the other day, I said, well, preacher, now we don't have to worry about the Lord coming because He ain't coming until after the tribulation. Well, if that's so, then we know when the Lord's coming. Amen? He's coming after the tribulation. Now, James said they shall be temptations, these things, hardships that we go through. But He's not talking about a time of tribulation that this world's never seen. So if we're looking for the tribulation, then we're setting a timetable on God. Then we know, Brother Andrew, when He's coming. Because He's coming after the tribulation. Amen. But praise God, hey, listen, I'm not looking for a tribulation. I'm looking for a Redeemer. Amen. I'm looking for a Savior to scoop me up out of this mess, pull me into His loving heart, and just show me how much He loves me all the way to glory. Amen. I'm not looking for tribulation. I'm looking for hardships. I'm looking for a falling away. God said we'd see it. I'm looking for perilous times. It's coming. But praise God, most of all, I'm a looking for a Savior. Bless His holy name. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. He says in verse 14, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again." Oh, ask a question this morning. How many of you believe that Jesus died and rose again? I mean, believe it in your heart, not in your head. Amen. Because that's the only way you can be saved. Amen. Believe it. Jesus died and He rose again. Well, wait a minute. You mean He didn't stay dead? Amen. Praise the Lord. My Savior liveth. Amen. Your Savior's alive. Praise God. He overcome death. Bless His holy name. He said, and rose again. Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. All those that's died in Christ, believing in His death and His burial and resurrection, praise God, they're with Him today. And when it's time, praise God, He's going to bring them with Him when He comes to get us. I'm talking about a Holy Ghost family reunion like you ain't ever seen in your life. I'm talking about shouting and praising, giving God glory. Amen. For just being God and being so good to us, bringing us together, praise God, just like He promised He would. Amen. Ain't that good? Amen. I tell you what we do. In May, every year in May, we have a family reunion. And we get together, and a lot of folks we won't see again until next year. You know how that is. And we tell each other, say, well, you know, good Lord willing, I'll see you next year. Amen. And good Lord willing, praise the Lord, this year everybody was there. I mean, nobody had went out of here. The family circle hadn't been unbroken. But praise God, one day, but we might say this, I'll see you next year. And some of us might not be here next year. But praise God, when God makes us a promise, and He said, those that sleep in Jesus, He said, I'll bring with them. And He said, then, hey, glory be to God, they'll be called up together in air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's a promise of God, and it'll come to pass. We ought to be excited. Amen. He said, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. That's truth speaking. That we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. He said, hey, listen. He said, we've got a promise. It don't matter where you're at. It don't matter if you're working on the side of the road, or you're working down at the plant, or you're working down at your house, if you're out scratching in the garden. Glory be to God, when God says, come up hither, amen, all of His is going to come up hither. It amazes me, one of these days there's going to be cabs are running down the road in New York City wide open like they always do. Amen. Bumping and a swapping paint, all of a sudden the driver's going to be gone. Amen. It's going to have some of them get to where they're going, amen, and they'll turn around to get their fire, and there won't be nobody in the back. Amen. Go, hey, listen. Praise God, because God's going to snatch them out of here, those that's been born again. Amen. While we're waiting, praise God, we need to be a watching. I will say this, I don't want to be watching from the stands as other folks is going out of here. Huh? I want to be in that, I want to be counted in that number. Let me rephrase that, Brother Bill. I'm going to be counted in that number. When my Savior says, come up hither, my beloved, my fair one, come away, glory be to God, before He gets the way out of His mouth, this old body's going to lose gravitation, and I'm going to be with my Lord forevermore. While we're waiting, bless His holy name. Ain't He good? Praise the Lord, while we're waiting. He said, we have an example at any moment that could take place. We need to be addressing life like Jesus could come any time. You say, why? Because that way we'll be ready. Amen. While we're waiting, we need to get ready. Praise the Lord. We need to be watching to see the Lord. Amen. Look at Mark chapter 13, verse 34. Mark says we need to be watching for the Lord. Mark chapter 13, verse 24, or verse 34. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. He said, wherefore? He said, watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. He said, we don't know when he's a-coming. He said, the master's gone away. He's took a journey to glory. We know where he went. And he said he's coming back again. And Mark says we need to be watching. When? Right now. See, the book of Mark is about immediately, forthwith, anon. Amen. He's talking about things that's happening right, quick, fast, and in a hurry. He said, when this thing's said and done, there won't be no time to make men. There won't be time to mend fences. Praise God, we better be right with God now. Amen. We better be right with. We better be watchful, because we're living right in the last days, a perilous time, and we're getting ready to go out of here to be with the Lord. We need to be snatching our young ones up, snatching our loved ones up, getting our brothers, sisters, mamas, and daddy, getting them close to the Lord. Amen. Loving them. Pray God. The only way we'll get some of them in is to love them in. Hello? Only way some of them will get in is love them in. You say why? Because we tried to tell them, and we tried to tell them, and we tried to tell them. To no avail. Because they know how we are. So in order to get them in, what we got to do is we got to change who we are. I told a lady the other day, her and her husband was having some problems. And she called and was asking about some things and what could do. And she started about he wasn't this, he didn't do that, and he didn't do this other thing. And I let her talk on for a little while. And I finally, when she got done, and she talked herself out, I asked her this question. I said, what are you doing to make a difference? Yeah. And it just took her aback. She said, wait a minute, I'm talking about my husband. I said, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I said, what are you doing? What are you allowing God to do in you to make a difference in him? Yeah. Amen. Sometimes the only way we can change our people is when God changes us. Yeah. Amen. There's got to be a newness and a renewing in our own hearts. Yeah. We can't be authoritative and ruling over, praise God, with a rod of iron, praise the Lord. We need to love them, praise God, from our hearts. Amen. Amen. Brother Rex read this morning, love covers a multitude of sins. Amen. Right, love, true love covers a multitude of sins. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I said, so we're living in perilous time. Jesus is coming. We need to get while we're waiting. We need to be watching. Amen. We need to be helping them to see. We need to be watching our own lives. Amen. Oh me. See, sometimes we'll get that and we'll hear that. They said we need to be watching. So we'll focus on somebody else. Well, we'll give them the beady eye. Amen. You know the beady eye? Mama used to give you that. Mama give you the beady eye. Ain't that right, Miss G? Amen. Mama give you that beady eye, you was in trouble. But we'll put that beady eye on somebody, boy, we'll watch them. But he said, we need to be watching. I need to be watching me. I need to be looking at me. I need to be seeing who I am, where I am, and what I have. Because if I'm not who I need to be and have what I need to have, praise God, I can't help nobody else. Amen. So while I'm awaiting, praise God, I'm a-watching. Amen. Praise God, I'm a-watching me. I say, Lord, please help me be a godly example. Help me to walk circumspectly with you every day. Amen. 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 He says, watching, because we don't know. We don't know when this thing's going to be over. We don't know when the Lord is going to step out. Amen. Amen. We don't have the time or the day, but we know that He's coming. Bless His holy name. We know that He's coming. Amen. We need to be watching, but we also need to be ready. Amen. Look at Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12 and verse 35. Luke chapter 12, verse 35, the Bible says this. He says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, verse 34, which killest the prophets, stonest them that are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings. Amen. I'm reading the wrong verse. Amen. Verse 12. Start saying that don't seem to sound right. Verse chapter 12, verse 35. Let your loins be girded about. He said you need to be dressed and ready. Amen. So he said we need to be watching, but he said we also need to be ready. Amen. But let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. So we need to be dressed. We need to be ready. We need to have a light on. Said we need to be like Motel 6 where they can see the light shining. Amen. Praise the Lord, that makes a difference. And said, ye yourself liken to men that wait. Now, did you get that? He said, and ye yourselves liken to men. Liken to men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him after a while. No, he said, you got to be ready because when he knocks, you've got to open the door. Amen. When he says, come up hither, praise God, we got to be ready to go. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ain't no time to make amends then. Ain't no time to get right then. You know what, preacher, I'm going to sow my wild oats. Well, you may be sowing them in a lost and a dying world, condemned with that world. Amen. He said, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to me and will come forth and serve them. Amen. And if he shall come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. Amen. He said, so glad we got. He said, we got to be a watching, Brother Heck. He said, we got to be ready, Brother Heck. He said, we got to be fit to go out of here when the Lord cries. Because we're living in perilous times. Amen. We're living right at the end of something great. Amen. The time when the Lord's going to come scoop us up out of here to take us to be with Him. Matthew tied it all together in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 42. In verse 44, he said, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. He said, we need to be watching because we don't know when He's coming. Amen. We don't know. He may come today. He may come tomorrow. Well, now listen, He may come tonight. You know, it's always bothered me because people say, well, preacher, when this thing's over, when I realize the Lord's coming, I'm going to get right. What if you're in your bed sound asleep and the little trumpet sounds? What if you're dead to the world in the middle of the night and the Lord calls for His own? Amen. You'll wake up the next morning and everybody will be gone. Amen. Most maybe hike the house, maybe folks you love. Praise the Lord, they'll be gone. You'll be left behind. You'll be left. Amen. We need to get ready today. Amen. For you know not what hour the Lord doth come. In Matthew 24:44, he said, therefore, be ye ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man coming. Amen. He said, we got to be watching. And we got to be ready, praise the Lord, because the Son of Man is coming. Amen. So youngins, praise, what does that tell us? That while we're waiting, we need to be watching and we need to be ready. Amen. We need to be ready and we need to be watching. Praise the Lord. See, if we ain't ready and watching, praise God, we might get caught up in this apostasy stuff. And drug out. You say, well, preacher, I'm saved. If you've truly been born again, amen, you won't get caught up in the apostasy stuff. Amen. The old world and the flesh won't drag you off. There's something down inside you that'll throw up a stop sign. That alarm beacon will go off. Holy Ghost of God will speak to your heart and say, oh, wait a minute. The Lord God of glory's got you. You can't go there. Amen. And boy, you'll turn your back on that. You'll go the other way just as hard as you can go. That's what we need to do. While we're waiting on the Lord, run, praise God. He said, flee fornication. Those things that would destroy the body. Amen. Praise the Lord. Watching and being ready. So we're not, because we're, like I said, we're not looking for tribulation. We're looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. If we was looking for tribulation, then we'd say, well, after the tribulation, Jesus is coming. So we'd be a set in a time. But we can't set a time and He's coming. Because praise God, He's coming when He comes. Amen. And He will not tarry. But we need to be looking to the Lord. We're not looking for a tribulation. We're not looking for a sign. We're looking for a Savior. Amen. We're looking for the God of glory to come and take us out of here to be with Him. Amen. We need to be looking. He said, for such an hour as you think not. Now that tells me that at the time when I'm not thinking about Him, when I've got my mind, if we ain't careful, we'll get our mind on other things. Amen. We'll be entertained and caught up in other things. And the Lord will come. If we ain't very careful, we'll miss it. But while we're waiting, He said, we need to be watching. We need to be ready. Because He's coming, praise God, and we're going. So we need to be preparing for His coming. Amen. We need to be looking for the Lord just like they did. Amen. They said, Paul saying, any day, youngins. Any day He could come. Well, preacher, so that was 2,000 years ago. Jesus ain't come yet. Any day, youngins. Any day, any minute, He could come. Nothing has to be done. Praise God for Him to step out with a shout, a trumpet and a shout. Amen. Glory be to God. And we go out of here to be with Him. You believe that this morning? You believe the Lord's going to come get us, take us out of this mess? I don't know about you. I'm about tired of this mess we're living in. We call this life, but I tell you what, a whole lot of this ain't living. Amen. But I tell you, there's joy in the Lord. Amen. And while I'm waiting and watching, I'm going to be ready, expecting till my Savior comes to take me out of here to be with Him. What about you? While we're waiting, while you're waiting, amen, you need to be expecting Him to come. So that means we got to be ready. We got to be ready for Him to come. I want to ask you this morning, are you ready? Are you ready? I mean, truly ready.